Okay, here we go. It's the Redford Cowboy moving along. 16 songs, 16 stories, 16 years old. The prime of teenage youth, the primitive formative years of discovering music, and now it's time for the big one. All right, perhaps the biggest one. Anyone and everyone that's ever known me knows my favorite artist, my favorite musician. That would be none other than Mr. Larry Norman. Okay, so we got 1995 Rez Band. Changed my life, blew my mind, check. We have 1996 Discovery Bob Dylan, became a Christian. What? Okay, awesome. You know, life-changing, check. But then here we go, 1997. I happen to just, you know, deep into my exploration of trying to find the old Christian music from the 60s and 70s, going backwards, you know, from Rez Band and from Keith Green. Somehow, I hadn't heard about the guy who started it all just yet. And how could I have not heard about this guy? Oh, yeah, that's right. That's because his music was banned from Christian bookstores since the very beginning of time. He was not accepted. He was not allowed. He was dangerous. He was evil. He was of the devil. He kept asking, why should the devil have all the good music? That's right. Mr. Larry Norman, the guy who started everything, the guy who started Christian music as we know it today. Back then it was called Jesus music. Back then it was called Jesus rock. But in 1969, he creates an album called Upon This Rock, which is considered the very first Christian rock album of all time. Some likened it unto the Christian version of Sgt. Pepper's. It's that significant. It's that much of a landmark. You can't have a discussion about Christian music without going back to its originator, its architect, its starter of it all, founder. It'd be Larry Norman. So yeah, here's the guy. He's my favorite. I'll just give you a couple quick stories. Here's how I find his music. It's actually at Dixon's Bible Bookstore, believe it or not, when I was working there. In 1997, I'm looking through, I touched every single piece of music that went through there. I was the music manager. I arranged the music. I touched every CD, every cassette, and I organized and I arranged every section according to genre. So at one point, I happened to stumble upon this cassette called In Another Land, 1976, by Larry Norman. And I see this hippie on the cover. It's like airbrushed illustration of him. And I'm thinking, okay, who's Larry Norman here? Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I heard of this dude. Because DC Talk did a song a couple years ago in 94, a cover of his, I Wish We'd All Been Ready. Yeah, okay, I know that song, but that's like a mellow folk song. I mean, it's kind of cool, but, you know, okay. So this dude apparently is a Christian rocker, or a Christian musician from back in the day. So I bought the cassette sight unseen because it was on clearance. And again, I had a hunch that it was going to be a great rock and roll album based upon just the cover art alone. So I drive home. I put it in my cassette player. Since it was such a short drive home, I only get one song in, and it blasts out the speakers, The Rock That Doesn't Roll. And I'm thinking, okay, wow, this is the Rolling Stones right here. This sounds great. This sounds fantastic. And this whole album sounds like the Rolling Stones, you know, as good as them, if not better. This is like the Beatles. This is like a concept album. This is phenomenal. And so I eventually come to learn that Larry Norman is an amalgamation. He is a combination, a melding of every single significant Christian artist of the 70s rolled into one. So if you took the brilliance of, John Lennon and the lyricism of Dylan and the swagger of the Rolling Stones and the songsmith and the crafting of Neil Young and this dude named Leon Russell, and the production values of the Beatles and the, you know, brilliance of the Beatles, and you merge it all together, you'd have Larry Norman. He was that talented. He was that original. He was that unique. He was a controversial, moody guy. And I've asked every single artist I've ever known and interviewed, I've asked them about Larry Norman, and I get the biggest, widest range of responses. that, you know, Larry Norman was the most Christ-like, godly person I've ever known, or and then it ranged from, you know, the worst, craziest, you know, terrible person I've ever known. So he was a controversial figure, and I can't imagine a better, more appropriate person to be the founder of Christian music, modern Christian music, CCM, than Larry. He was, you know, like a Bible character, deeply flawed, deeply used by God, as Glenn Kaiser told me, and an unbelievable, exceptional talent. So as good as anybody has ever been, as equal, you know, as Bob Dylan in my book, just phenomenal. So my favorite Larry Norman album is Something New Under the Sun, which is like a concept album loosely based upon Pilgrim's Progress. It's a story of a guy's journey of, you know, becoming a Christian and finding his way throughout the world. It's his most raw, rocking, unpolished album. It's my favorite. It's Larry at its best, at his best. So anyways, I'll just give you one quick story. I ended up meeting Larry several times, going to several concerts of his, meeting him after the show, going out to dinner with him, me and Colleen flying over to his home in Portland, near Portland, Oregon, hanging out with him at his house, emailing him, and hanging out with his brother, his son, later on doing an album, with Kevin Max, covering Larry Norman's landmark album, Only Visiting This Planet. He called it Revisiting This Planet, and I did the album artwork for Kevin for a vinyl release. So yeah, I mean, Larry ended up, you know, just getting to know the guy a little bit, and one time after hanging out with him in Ohio at Denny's, late at night, me and Colleen went out to dinner with him and a couple other fans, and I was making small talk with him afterward at the restaurant, and he was going to send me something. I don't remember what it was, but he's like, yeah, give me your email address and I'll send that to you. And I go, okay, yeah. So he gets out a piece of paper and a pencil, and I proceed to tell him my email address, which is, if you do not know this, I go, oh yeah, sure. It's lnorman77 oh my gosh. He looks up at me. He pauses, looks up at me. He's like, really? You're... And I just felt like a total moron telling Larry that my email address is lnorman77. Yeah, I'm a fan. Can you tell? You know, I'm one of those guys. But it was hilarious. Yeah, another time I bring him a present. I designed this really cool poster in Photoshop. It's 11 by 17, kind of like a collage of all these cool pictures of Larry. And I decided to get it laminated because I thought, man, that'll really protect it and make it look extra cool for the presentation. So after a concert one time, I go and I give it to him. I go, here, man, I made this for you. It's an original graphic design piece I did. I hand it to him. He looks down at it and says, oh, cool, a placemat. That was not what I had in mind. And then now that I looked at it, I can't look at it the same ever since. You know, it did, in fact, look like a placemat for your dinner table. So there you go. Larry Norman, my favorite musician of all time, most significant artist. He combines my two favorite passions. That's God and rock and roll, exploded into one, and that would be the reason why Larry Norman's my favorite.